From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Nearly a month after Hurricane Irma washed 8 to 10 feet of storm surge onto Everglades City in southern Collier County, residents with damaged, unlivable homes are still waiting on emergency temporary housing. City officials estimate about 100 homes in the area are uninhabitable due to flood damage and mold, but officials say they expect relief within a week. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros takes us to Everglades City.
So this is our little place here.
Patty Demery is holding her youngest of five children, Augustus, on her hip. From the street, they're looking at what used to be their trailer home. Now, windows are missing, gray mud is spread across the lawn and patio deck, and there's a pile of debris in front of the property that's almost as long as the two-bedroom mobile home itself. But Demery says the worst of the damage is inside. Would it be okay to take a look?
Sure.
Oh, thanks.
Be careful, that's muddy, and a lot of the mud is still here because this used to all be grass.
And water's still here.
Water's still here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like this gray stuff on top, that's the mud that came in.
Oh, really? Into the house also?
Yeah, it settled everywhere. Okay, the door open.
We've taken the carpet out so you can't see what was on top of the carpet, but if you go and look that direction, you can see how the water line is, and then all the mold started growing up.
Floodwaters left dark blotches a few feet high on the white walls of what used to be the kitchen. And above the water line is spotted mold. Demery and her family gutted just about all of the trailer's insides.
How does it feel seeing it like this?
I don't know. I mean, you don't want it to be like this, but we wanted to kind of rebuild and get something bigger. That's what we had been looking into anyways. We were just kind of waiting for the time, and I guess the time is now.
And back the window.
What happened to the window?
And the hurricane broke it, and the glass fell down.
For now, Demery's family is staying at her mother-in-law's house in Estero, more than an hour away. They make the commute daily for her husband's work, the kids' school, and after-school activities. She'd like to get some temporary housing in Everglades City while they rebuild.
Because it's hard to drive back and forth, and our kids play sports, so they've got practice and they've got games, and so it's been tough.
Demery and her husband applied for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and she says she's been told they're going to get help, but she hasn't been given any details yet. Dan Summers is with Collier County Emergency Management. He says it's taken nearly a month to get temporary housing solutions for Everglades City residents because of an unusual combination of things.
Number one was how much impact the hurricane had on the federal system in Houston. The federal resources were heavily drained for that event. Number two, of course, is the almost 60 counties in Florida being impacted by Irma. So there was, again, a very large drain on state and federal assets. And then that's being compounded by the catastrophic conditions in Puerto Rico, where FEMA is also answering the call for service.
Summers says FEMA is planning to eventually use local hotels and rental properties to house the displaced people of Everglades City, as well as bring in mobile homes. Everglades City Interim Mayor Howie Grimm said Wednesday he expects temporary housing relief from FEMA in about a week.
We're not going to be forgotten. I'm not going to let us be forgotten. If I have to scream and holler at every person I get on the phone to get what they need, you know, I love the town, I love the people, you know, and it's all about family, and that's what we all are. I don't care where you came from. When you go through an experience like this, you become family. So we're going to look out for our family, and we're going to make it through it. It's going to be tough for a while, but we'll be fine.
Mayor Grimm says the long-term goal for housing in the Everglades City area of about 1,000 residents is to get every home on stilts to prevent this from ever happening again. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News, Everglades City.